Good evening. I'm Russ Spencer.
And I'm Amanda Davis. We begin with the church scandal first uncovered by the Fox 5 I team.
But I got five rocks, and I haven't phoned one yet.
I cannot get the sound of his voice out of my head. And I cannot forget the smell of his cologne. And I cannot forget the way that he made me cry many nights when I drove in his car.
It's been a war of words between Bishop Eddie Long and his accusers.
New tonight, the civil case that involves allegations of sexual misconduct is headed towards settlement talks.
Even since we broke this story, the powerful pastor has been fending off the allegations against him.
Four lawsuits allege the bishop exchanged gifts, money, and trips for sex. Now, Bishop Long denies that there was any sexual activity, but in an exclusive interview that aired on Fox 5, one of the bishop's accusers, Jamal Paris, called Long a monster. And now Fox 5's Dale Russell tells us the case is moving toward mediation. Dale?
That's right, Russ. It was a status conference today, and that's simply where lawyers lay out for the judge what they plan to do and when they plan to do it. Surprisingly, though, lawyers for both sides announced plans to enter into mediation for settlement talks, or at least possible settlement talks. And hopefully, they say, they want to resolve this case as soon as possible.
I want you to know, as I said earlier, I am not a perfect man. But this thing, I'm going to fight.
In church, Bishop Eddie Long vowed to fight. In court today, his lawyer said they wanted to wrap up his case as soon as possible.
The case could benefit from early mediation.
We would have to be the craziest kids in the world to want to come out and admit to another man touching on us publicly. To really believe this is about money would be absolutely ludicrous.
The I-team was first to tell you how Jamal Paris and three other young men filed suit against Bishop Long and his 10,000-seat New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. The lawsuits claim the bishop lavished money, trips, and gifts on the then teenagers while having sexual contact with all four young men.
Enough is enough. This man he's doing too much damage to the lives of young men. And it's time that he stops.
But I am not the man that's being portrayed.
In all four of the lawsuits, Bishop Long admitted he was a mentor who traveled with the young men and at times shared a room. He denied any sexual activity. But it was a different tone during a status conference in court.
During the hearing today, lawyers for both sides said they want to resolve this as quickly as possible. And they said they'd be willing to forego a trial and take this case to mediation.
I think the first mediation is going to be meaningful.
If your clients say that this took place and the other side says it didn't take place, how do you mediate that?
Well, you know, those are the kind of things that that lawyers say or do. The bottom line with this is we're going to be staunch about what happened and what our clients suffered.
If mediation doesn't work, attorney B.J. Bernstein told Judge Johnny Panos her next step is to get an expert witness. Outside the court, she told me that the expert witness will testify that religious leaders should not be sexually involved with parishioners.
There's going to be an end date to this nightmare that they have lived for so long.
Now, the mediation conference has been set for February of next year. If the case is not settled, expect the first of possibly four separate trials in July or August. Russ, Amanda?
Well, you kind of raised this with B.J. Bernstein, but what is the strategy here? If you insist you've done nothing wrong, why go to mediation in an issue like this?
Well, neither side would talk to us, so we talked to a couple of experts, civil and criminal attorneys that have been through all this before, and they both say they were a little surprised that mediation was on the table this early. It's a chance for both sides to put all their cards out on the table, possibly save money by not having to go through all those long depositions that you would later on in the case before trial. But a key point is this: it's secret. Everything said in mediation stays in mediation. And if they reach a settlement, it can remain secret so that nobody would ever know exactly what the evidence was that was brought up in the case.
But we should keep in mind, If they reach an agreement,
the mediator cannot force an agreement on them.
Right.
They can only guide them through the process. It's up to the two sides to decide, do we want to settle? That's going to be an interesting point in this case because of all the words we've heard so far. Come next February.
Well, you mentioned secrecy. Would we ever know how much money was involved if there were a settlement?
Possibly not. Bottom line, Bishop Roll Polk went through this years ago. There was a settlement. Nobody ever knew how much money was involved in the settlement, if there was money involved in the settlement. And Bishop Polk walked away and said that I've done nothing wrong.
We hear about that all the time in celebrity cases. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dale.